Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Adrian. How may I help you?
Hi, Adrian. This is Mel. I'm calling from Capital One on a recorded line. And ma'am, we actually have Mr. Earl Johnson on the line with us. He just has some concerns about, I think, a subscription he didn't know he signed up for. And could you be able to help us with that?
Yes, I'd be more than happy to assist you all in that manner. No problem.
Okay, sure. Let me go ahead and introduce you to the customer. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, thank you for holding. We have Adrienne on the line with us. She's from customer service, and she's going to further assist us with this transaction right here, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And can I get a zip code, please?
My zip code, 56501.
Okay, 56501. All right, one moment here.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not finding it with that information. Spare your first and last name for me, please.
First name, Earl, E-A-R-L, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, and can you verify your email address, please?
Email address is moccwood.setter@gmail.com.
Thank you. Okay, allow me a few moments here to pull up your account, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to locate it. Give me that zip code again.
56501.
Got it. Okay. All righty here. And verify your shipping address.
My address would be 25170 Almquist Road, Almquist Road, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
All right, thank you. All right, so okay, so you all can go ahead. I have your account pulled up. How can I assist you? Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, is on the banker representative, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All righty. Did you all have any questions?
Well,
okay.
I'm...
I think I could explain this to him, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Please
okay.
do.
Yes, thank you, sir. Yep. So, ma'am, yeah, so it seems that Mr. Johnson, he only authorized a one-time charge he thought was one time on April, like the beginning of April, for like $5.95 using his card with us. But then today, or yesterday, actually, there's like a $79.95 charge, and he thought he only... Like, he answered a survey, and he was supposed to get, like, a thank you gift for that. He only paid for shipping and handling, and he didn't know that it's supposed to be like a recurring charge. So we just wanted to make sure that this one is like canceled.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, and just to let him know, so we're gonna what we're going to do is we can issue him a refund of the $5.95, but just to let him know what it is, he entered into a 14-day trial period where we gave him four days to receive the product and 10 days to try it out. And it's in the terms and conditions that he agreed upon. But due to him calling with you on the phone, we're gonna go ahead and just refund him. And if he would like his account canceled, we can cancel it out.
Okay, will that work for you, Ms. Johnson?
Your product never came.
It's on the way. It takes it takes a few days for it to come since you just placed the order on the 14th. It takes some while for it to come. So that's why I say you probably still receive it, and we have the tracking number.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to mail it back?
No, once you get the product, let me check here and make sure that you don't have to send it back to us, okay? One moment. Let me see, look, see exactly where your product is. Because it's in transit and it's out for delivery on the 20th. It's supposed to be out for delivery today. Okay.
Well, it did not come. So, and I've already gotten the mail today, so.
Okay. Yeah, because it's in transit right now, so it haven't quite got. The next step is out for delivery, so it probably be a delay in the delivery. But let me just double check and make sure that you don't have to send it back to us, okay?
Okay.
Okay. One moment here. But I did go ahead and refund you for the $5.95. And I'm not sure of how long the processing take with the bank. It does take a couple of days with the bank on the phone. I'm not sure of how y'all process it. Does it get the refund right away, or does it take us a couple of days to show up with you all?
It may take a couple of days for it to show up on our end. It really just depends on as soon as we get it, we post it to the customer's card right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I guess I've learned I don't want to take advantage of any of those offerings in the future.
Yeah. I would also suggest for you to be careful. I mean, it's okay if you want to take advantage of them, but just be careful.
Yeah, just read the terms and conditions.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's right. Because sometimes it's written in a very, I think it's very small fine print. That's why customers may not, like, notice it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I had looked for that kind of thing, but did not see it. So I appreciate that comment. Thank you.
Sure, Mr.
And
Johnson.
Checking regarding the return as we speak. So I appreciate you all's patience.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Okay, so once you receive the products, Mr. Johnson, they are yours to keep. You won't be charged for them.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for y'all on today?
I think I just wanted to confirm that. So you mentioned that you're gonna issue Mr. Johnson the refund for the $5.95, and you're also able to cancel the account or the subscription for him. Is that right?
Yes, correct. The account is canceled. I can provide you all with a cancellation number.
Oh, that would be great, ma'am. I could probably take a note of that for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you ready to jot it down?
Yes.
Got it. Yep.
All right. It's going to be C as in cat, E as in eagle, 6, A as in apple, E as in eagle, D as in dog, D as in dog, E as in eagle, C as in cat, number 1, F as in Frank.
Okay, thank you. Got it. So, sir, I'll just have this noted on your account.
What came after number 1?
F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
F as in Frank? Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes, sir. It is a yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. And is there anything else I could do for you all today?
There is none for me. Mr. Johnson, do you have any questions for Adrian before we let her go?
No, I think we have cleared up any misunderstanding on this account. Thank you.
Okay, that's perfect. Well, ma'am, thank you. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just going to say you all are welcome and thank you for choosing customer support.
Thank you for your help, ma'am. Have a nice day to you.
You too. Bye-bye.